Jessica Hipp. She's going to talk about the Way Around Company and their tags. To me, this is like one of the most inventive and innovative technologies around. It really has the potential for making it possible to label so many things, and not just a simple one-line Braille label, but a label that can include so much.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me. My name is Jessica, and I am the COO of Way Around. If you haven't heard of Way Around, thank you for the great introduction, Bonnie. It is a labeling system, and it's really a whole lot more than that. But if you think about audio labeling, it's going to get you in the ballpark. And so there's two things that you need for Way Around to work. You need a smartphone with the Way Around app. It's free for both iOS and Android. And then you also need some of our smart Way tags. And those come as stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. And you attach the Way tags to any item. They all work exactly the same. You would just use a magnet for something different than you would use a button for. And then you use your phone and the app to actually write information to that Way tag. So it's a really simple system. Everything is stored on your phone. So if you don't have internet access, you can store it on your phone. But then when you do log into the internet, either through a cell data, or through Wi-Fi, everything will back up to the cloud. So if you get a new device, all you have to do is log into your account, and there you go. You'll have all of your information. And I am seeing a hand up from Miss Janine Stanley. So let's see, Janine, I think I tried to unmute you.
You did. And actually, I was just raising my hand so I could get set up for our next presentation.
Oh, good.
But which we will dovetail into the amazingness of Way Around. And Ira.
Good. So yes, Ira and Way Around have announced a partnership earlier this month. So we'll tell you more about that in a little bit. So I'm glad Janine is here. So the way Around works is you're going to be able to use your smartphone, like I said, to add information. And the app has two sections. The first is the description field. It's a text box. You can enter information in through the keyboard on your phone. You can press that dictate button and speak, and it'll go in to the text field. If you have a Bluetooth keyboard, you can do it that way. So however you normally get text into your device, you can do the same thing with Way Around. And then if you only want to enter something in the description field, that's fine. You can keep it simple, and that's how a lot of people start out. You can enter up to about 2,000 characters in that description field. So, you know, like Bonnie said, if you want to say, you know, this is my plaid shirt, or green and blue plaid shirt, I'm describing Bonnie's shirt that I'm seeing. You can do that and keep it really simple. Or if you want to put a whole lot of information in there, you could put what your plaid shirt goes with. You know, if it's maybe an older one and you only wear it for gardening and want to remind yourself that, or you say, you know, this is, you know, a nice one and I can wear it for church and special occasions. Whatever it is that's important to you about that item, you can put it in Way Around. So then the next section is the details. And these are pieces of information that you might want to know some of the time, but not necessarily all of the time. So for clothing, washing instructions, drying instructions are a great example. You don't necessarily want to hear the washing instructions every time you're scanning through your closet just to pick out whatever you're going to wear. But on laundry day, you're definitely going to want to know those washing instructions. So when you pick a detail type, such as clothing care, we also have detail types for files, for groceries, for cleaning supplies, and it'll come up with a number of fields that are related to that type of item. So for clothing, again, we have washing instructions, drying instructions, and you can choose from a picker based on standard instructions, machine wash, normal, delicates, dry clean only, that type of thing. So it's really easy to add details. But again, if you don't want to add any details, or you don't want to add one of the details, just don't put information and then it won't show up whenever you write the tag. And so when you're all done getting the information in, you will hit the write button at the very bottom of the screen. And then if you have an iPhone 7 or above, you're just going to touch the top skinny edge of your phone directly to a way tag. It takes a split second. You get a little bit of a haptic feedback. Your phone will vibrate and chime and you'll get a message that says success way tag written. The information is displayed according to whatever accessibility settings you have on your smartphone. So if you're a voiceover or a talkback user, you're going to hear everything audibly. And we've really optimized the app. So it's not, you know, accessible to us is a low bar. We want you to have a great user experience with whatever accessibility settings that you're using. So we've done a lot to make sure that focus is going in order and not jumping around. And just other things to really make it a very simple experience for you. If you use larger fonts, or if you use an inverted color scheme, it's going to show up in that way as well. So whatever accessibility settings you have, if you use a Braille display, and I'm getting a little bit of feedback.
Make sure I'm muted.
Okay, there we go. So if you use a Braille display, that's another really popular way to use Way Around, and it works great if you happen to be deafblind, because you can get all of that information through your Braille display, and suddenly it's a labeling system that's accessible, where some people have said they just haven't had a good labeling system option to really get a lot of information. So it's a really flexible system. I mentioned everything is stored on your phone and then backed up to the cloud. It's a different way than a lot of people use the NFC technology, near field communication. And it makes it, again, so that if you don't have internet access, that you can still use Way Around. So if you're going on a cruise or you're traveling, or maybe you just have a dead zone in your house, you're still going to be able to have all of that information. You can log into multiple accounts on the same, or excuse me, you can log into the same account on multiple devices. So if you have an iPhone and an iPad, you can log into Way Around on both of those and have all of the information sync. Or if you have multiple Way Around users in the same household, just choose one account and everybody use that account. That way you all get the same information. You can edit, rewrite an unlimited number of times. These tags, they're pretty sturdy. They're all about an inch. So we have some round and some square. The round ones are about the size of a quarter. The square ones are about the size of a postage stamp. Any way tag that is square can go on metal. So the magnet only comes in square. They can go on anything, and including metal. The round ones just don't work on metal. And the reason being is metal interferes with the technology. So in all of the square way tags, we have a little barrier layer so that you can go ahead and put it on a metal item. So I mentioned we have stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. The stickers, there's a square and a round. The round is very popular just because it's very low profile. If you think of one of those garage sale sticker dots, it's about that thick. They do have kind of a vinyl coating, so you can wipe them clean really easily. I wouldn't submerge the stickers underwater. Don't put it through your dishwasher, but you can easily wipe it clean with soap and water. You can also use the square versus the round just for an additional tactile identification. So if you have, you know, two containers of coffee and decaf, you know, regular and decaf, you could put a round sticker on the regular and a square on the decaf, just so you have another way to distinguish them. But then if you have, you know, a specialty roast, or, you know, you've sourced it from somewhere, you could put all of that extra information right onto the way tag. And the clips think of a big plastic paper clip. It's about 2 inches tall by an inch wide. Excuse me. And there's a couple of tongues. One goes down from the center and the other comes up from the bottom. And then the technology, the way tag, is kind of on the top. So this is great for paper and thin cardboard. If you have a granola bar box or cereal, you can just put the way clip right on the edge. Just fold down the top flap, kind of where that nutrition facts are, and you can label, you know, whatever. If you have oats and honey granola bars and chocolate chip, you can get your different flavors or expiration dates in there. The way clips also, the middle tag tab, the central one, works really well with either a rubber band or an elastic. So it's pretty flexible if you want to use it on a canned good. The magnets are very popular for canned goods. And then the most popular item that we have are the buttons. And we have two different styles. One we call the two-hole button. It's a very traditional button that you would sew into a garment. It's about the size of a nickel. The other is called the oval hole button, and it's about the size of a quarter, so a little bit bigger, and it has a notch cut out of the middle so that you can use a safety pin to attach it to clothing. Both buttons are completely waterproof. They're heatproof and they're coldproof. So you can put them, you know, on your clothing through the washer and dryer, even through the dry cleaner, and they'll be just fine. And I mentioned coldproof because the oval hole button is also very popular for use in the freezer. If you loop a rubber band or an elastic through that little notch that's cut out, you can label your frozen vegetables, meats, if you have TV dinners, and the button is rated down to negative 40 degrees. So it's very versatile. It's really popular with gardeners if you have any outdoor applications. It may get colder than negative 40 degrees in Alaska. I'm not sure, but you know, even if you left it outdoors over the winter, I think it would probably be just fine. So I am going to pause. I'm coming up on my time, and I did want to see if there are any questions.
I want to ask you, I just did a senior retreat for the NFBs, a lot of older folks who don't use iPhones. I understand you have a standalone reader, and how much does that cost?
Thanks. Okay, so we do have the Waylink, and we call it an accessory. So you do still need a smartphone, and it works with the app. So the Waylink costs $99, and it connects via Bluetooth to the app. And what you would use this for is to scan. So you could scan the way tags with the Waylink, and then you would hear or see the information on your smartphone. So why would you use something like this? There are certain applications where you might be in a messier environment, like in the kitchen if you're cooking. We have an automotive mechanic who has tagged all of his specialty tools. You know, this tool you can use on a Honda with, you know, this make and model for these years. So it's very specific information. And he doesn't want to bring his expensive device into, you know, the area where he's using his tools. So he has his device docked somewhere that's safe, and he can hear it, and he just scans with the Waylink. It's about the size of a credit card and a half an inch thick. It fits really nicely in the palm of your hand, so you can scan really quickly, and then it's just a hard plastic that you can easily wipe it clean. So it's not a standalone. It's an accessory, but it also lets you scan faster. Whenever you're reading with the app, if you have an iPhone, you'll press the read button and then scan a tag. So if you're trying to scan through a lot of tags, sometimes it can, you know, pressing that read button every single time can be a little cumbersome. So if you get really into Way Around, I checked today, I think we have somebody with almost 800 tags. And so she uses the Waylink just so she can scan really quickly, because you don't have to interface with the phone. You can just put it against a tag, and it'll read. So it's much quicker. Really good question.
Okay. Again, folks have any questions, again, the process being a convention is a little different from a smaller gathering. You raise your hand and then we will unmute you to ask your question. So I mean, you set it to unmute, allow you to unmute.
Am I unmuted? I think.
Go ahead.
I did set it to allow anybody to unmute at this point.
Okay. That's really a good idea right now, I think. And I would like to talk a little bit about way tags, because I have quite a few. I have not been as diligent in using them, but I will talk about in our garden, I took some rubber bands and put them through the rubber band ones with the hole, and tied them to little popsicle sticks. I think they're a little wider than popsicle sticks, and stuck them out in the dirt. And we brought them in the other day because we brought all our garden stuff. I'm going to be honest with you, I did not go out and read them as much as I might have. Part of the reason was because by the time we stuck them in, my husband forgot what things were, sort of. So I wasn't even sure everything was right. And it'll get better. I will use them. But here's what I want to tell you. I brought them in, took off the rubber bands. Some of the rubber bands had broken. There's still some out there. I just put soap on them, washed them, read them. They all read perfectly. And I was looking for them because I stuck them in a bag and put them in my drawer. Sorry, my phone is yapping. And I forgot to, I don't know where I put them. They're somewhere in my office and I was kind of frantically looking for them. I found a couple that I labeled for a client. One said, and I did it over a year ago, one said crummy cookies. I was just playing around. And then the other one said ugly cheese. And I was just going to show you. But anyway, I think they're great. Another trick that I learned on the way around seminar that was done over the summer on Zoom was that if you have either medicine or supplements, you can put one of the smallest buttons in there with your pills, and then just to do the read button and hold it against the bottle, and it should read that whatever it is in that bottle. It should say what it is.
Right, and then when
I
you get
tried that.
Well, and then when you get a new bottle, Bonnie, you can just take the button and drop it into the next one, so you're not having to constantly rewrite.
Right. And I have mine labeled in Braille right now, the ones I label. And I just do what you just said. I just pour the pills into the bottle. But this way, you don't even have to do that. You just take the silly little button, pop it in the new bottle. And it doesn't matter if pills are like around it. It reads through the...
Oh, yes. So you want it to be kind of down at the bottom of, of the bottle. Or the other thing you can do is some of them will fit right in the cap. So you can kind of pop it in that cap and it'll stay there. But you have to be pretty close, within about a half an inch. So if there's pills or something in between, as long as it's down there pretty close to the bottom, you should be fine.
Sure. And the other thing I would say is that you don't have to touch it right on there. I mean, when you push the read button and it gets with it, like you said, it within a half an inch, maybe even an inch, it'll go click and it'll read it. As soon as you feel it vibrate and hear the little ding, you know it's about to read it.
Yeah, it is. It's really fast. And I think when people are first starting out with the technology, it tends to be faster and more accurate if you just go ahead and touch it. But once you've done it a few times, you can get really, really fast, and you don't necessarily have to be, you know, touching it. Sometimes you're about to touch it and it already has read. So it's very simple and it's accessible because it's not using the camera at all. It's using radio waves. So it's a wireless communication, technology that it's, you know, you're not using the battery with a camera, and you don't have to focus the camera.
And one last thing I'm going to say, and I'm sorry to keep talking so much. I'm putting a good plug in here for you. I did buy some little stainless steel, pins to, stick onto labels. I bought some new pants and they have nice big, silky kind of label things, and you can pin those little buttons on there. And I have done that with some leggings I have. I have three pair, and yeah, I've used it lots of times to tell them apart. Those I actually took the time to sew. I'm going to stick with safety pins for a while here. It's faster.
Great.
So what would be best for I know we got to move on here, but what would be best for like labeling freezer items? I buy lots of meat and break it in little Ziploc bags. What would be best?
Yeah, so, you know, the buttons are rated for the freezer. So a lot of people will use the oval hole button and loop. I recommend a silicone band over rubber because, you know, what happened in Bonnie's garden will end up happening in the freezer. Rubber kind of degrades over time. But there, if you go on Amazon, there's food grade silicone bands and they won't snap. So you can just loop one through the button and loop it around, you know, whether it's meat or vegetables. If you have a really large item like a frozen pizza, kitchen twine works great. And then even though the weight clips are not rated, our co-founders who both have vision loss use the weight clips very regularly in the freezer, as long as it's flat against something. So like a TV dinner or a pizza box. The weight clip would be really good. I probably wouldn't recommend it for, you know, more of a bagged vegetable or meat.
I have a question. This is Deborah again. Okay, so you said the weigh link is $99. How much are the tags, or do they come in a set, or
Yes. So a lot of people start with the starter pack, which is what was given away as the door prize, and that has all seven types of tags. You get 5 to 10 of each for a total of 60 tags. And it's $62.99. So they're all about $1 a tag. And a lot of people will start with that starter pack because then you can, you know, test out the different buttons and decide what you like for the applications you're wanting to use. And then once you decide which type you like, you can buy any individual tag in a pack of 25. And those 25 packs range from about $25 to $35.
Okay. And how do you order them?
Yes. So our website is wayaround.com. all one word, W-A-Y-A-R-O-U-N-D. And so you can order from our website. I will go ahead and put in a plug for our partnership with IRA. Right now, we are doing what we call 10 plus 10. So if you enter the code IRA, A-I-R-A, on the Way Around website, whether or not you're an IRA Explorer, we won't check. Just use the code IRA and you'll get 10% off. And then you can call into IRA to their agents and you get 10 free minutes with an agent. Just show them your way tag and say, I want you to help me label something. And if it's, you know, medication, over-the-counter medication, the IRA agents can get all of that information, describe it, you know, type up the fine print and email it to you. So then all you have to do is copy and paste it into a way tag. So I've heard of several people labeling medications. A few people have labeled the buttons on appliances. Somebody had a dehumidifier so that you can know, you know, what the order is for the buttons. Anything that you can think of, you can really put a lot of information into Way Around, and you can use it almost like an electronic sticky note, kind of a note to self.
And the website is listed on this agenda.
The email address, connect@wayaround.com, is that'll end up straight in my inbox, and it's easier than trying to remember my name. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.